Somebody does.
Yep, he's already got his application in. And in compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and four would be the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days, so the approval shall expire.
Thank you.
First off, Mr. Sinclair, you're welcome to stay, but also if you're wanting to head out, you're more than welcome to go for the evening. Just want to be sure you are aware of that. And do we have Mr. McLaren here? Sir, would you like to come up?
Well, Scott pretty well said it all, but while I was wanting to build the carport was basically for two reasons. One was for the safety of my wife. She has, in the remarks or the letters you have there, she has a handicap, and it does affect her balance, and on the extra 4 feet would put the carport just even with the porch. So when she walks out, she will be walking out on dry pavement instead of now, if it ever ices up or something with the slope, she has trouble there. So she'd be on a dry pavement exiting the house and entering in the truck, or vice versa, leaving the truck and going into the house. And that was for the 4 feet. The 1 foot on the east side was just to give me a little extra room. I tried my neighbor's carport, which he's in compliance with the 5 feet. I had to pull in my mirrors. And then when I got in there, then I had about that much to open up my car, my driver's side door. And so I figured the 1 foot would give me a ease about pulling in the truck without doing any damage to it. And with the price of a truck, cars anymore, man, I want this guy to last as long as I can. And if Scott could show could you show the picture of that east side? That wall there is a brand new wall that I had built, and I found out two things. On the previous wall was 18 inches over onto James property there. So when I had the wall torn down, and actually I had to take two walls down, or have two walls taken down, and built this one, I gave him back his 18 inches. I don't know how the first owner got away with that, but she did. So, as you can see, there's nothing being built there, and I feel like the 1 foot I'm asking for, I'm not encroaching on anybody's property. And the property below me is approximately 5 feet lower, so, you know, there's no visual interference or anything like that. So that's, and basically that's it, is the whole thing in a nutshell is right there. And I thank you for your time.
Any questions for the applicant?
Do we have a picture of that retaining wall from the side of it?
I think that's the best one besides this one.
What's the carport going to be constructed out
of? Oh, here you go. I thought I had a better one.
Lumber. It won't be a metal. Under our HOH, we have to comply to, it has to look like everybody else's place. So it would come out and, you know, off of the roof and be the same color as the house. And the shingles has to be the same color as what I've got there now. I hope I can match them up good enough to when I put the roof on it.
So have you met with, is there a review board out there?
At our location?
Yeah.
Yes.
So and have you submitted
in their
a
copy
plan?
There, I have a, they have, they, I've already got approval from them on how the, it says Wilderness RV Club Property Owners Association application for building permit. And they've already approved it. They're the ones concerned about does it look, you know, they don't want me to put up like a tin building or anything like that. It has to blend right in with the house and everything. So the property won't devaluate anybody else's property.
Will it be open-sided on four sides, or is one side going to roof to your house?
I'm attaching a roof to my house.
So it'll be enclosed on the house side.
Right.
And open on three sides.
Yeah.
The back and both back front.
That was in your packet, Howard. Did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Don't get that very often.
And you did say that the front of the carport matches the same as the front of the house, so it doesn't stick out past the house?
No, it won't stick out past. It'll be about 6 inches in, roughly 6 inches, where the porch starts, the carport will be about 6 inches in there, so it won't exceed out. They wouldn't let me do that, and I wouldn't do it. But
yeah,
it was. I wanted to make sure it wasn't even with the roof, the porch roof. I wanted to go in a little bit to give it, I guess you'd call it character or something like that, you know.
So, do we have anybody for or against this application? Let's do who's for the application first. So everybody's for the application that's here.
I just have a question. Can I ask questions of the planning commission?
Well, you'd have to come up and speak, sign up and speak. Correct. If you'd like to do that.
Yeah, I mean, be neutral and.
Absolutely. But this gentleman here raised his hand first. If you'd like, of the group, does everyone want to speak for it, or just show the Board of Adjustments that you're here in support of it? You're more than welcome to get up. But, sir, you raise your hand if you'd like to come up first. If you would have a seat, and then we'll call you back up.
Hey, my name's Stephen Robinson. I'm the contractor handling this project. We've done carports all around the area. I just want to point out, he's actually moving that big RV to a different property. The carport would actually take up less room than the RV that's been sitting there forever. So it'd be built correctly, you know, anchored to the concrete, tied into the roof properly. And I think it would be a good addition to the neighborhood. Looks nice. We've done them all over the neighborhood and the neighborhood behind it as well.
Okay.
So I'm for it.
All right. Thank you.
I have a question for you. Is it going to be anchored to that slab?
Yes, sir. Yep. Mechanically fastened.
Thank you. Next, anyone else for that wants to get up and speak?
I'm for it. That's all.
Yeah, I think we've seen how many people have raised their hand for that. So if you're comfortable with that, and then the gentleman that wants to ask some questions, you want to come up, sir? And if you could turn in the sheet, please. And your name is?
Richard Carlson, 102 Valley Way. I'm a neighbor to Gary.
Okay.
First of all, let me state that Gary's a good neighbor. He does a nice job. He's got a beautiful place and all that, so I'm not opposed to what he's doing as far as enhancing his property. I have some observations concerning the neighborhood, okay? One question is lot coverage. In other words, is there a percentage of coverage that you can do on a lot? Can you cover it 100%? Is it 75? Is it 60? I just had a question concerning that because I'm not opposed to improvements to a property. I do not, in the neighborhood, vision situations or would want situations where people would either with sheds or carports or garages, in other words, cover 90% of what their property consists of. So that's a little bit of a concern. The other thing, and I'm sure Gary's probably handled this, I haven't seen anything or had a chance to talk to Gary, is the overhang and the water runoff situation. In other words, I'm assuming with the contractor that they would have to retain the water runoff on their own property and not on the neighbor's, and probably not have overhang from a carport or garage that, let's say, approaches the neighbor's property line or is right in line with the property line. So that's a little bit of a concern. The other thing is the development as a whole has 5-foot interior setback throughout the development. And which means in reality you could wind up with only 10 feet between structures. And that has not happened yet, but I could perceive an issue of fire safety and that type of thing, because I am not aware that we have an overabundance in a water supply if it came to an emergency or a fire situation. So I just want the commission to be aware of the scenario throughout the development is what I'm looking at, whether it's this property or another one or something. If you wind up with variances on two sides and wind up with 6 feet or 7 feet between two structures, what does that do for a fire issue? You know, that would be a concern. So I just have those concerns as a neighborhood or a development, not necessarily pertaining to this particular situation. In Gary's situation, the neighbor to the east doesn't have any structure on his lot. It's an open lot. So it isn't going to be a visual issue or anything. So I just wanted you to be aware of the setback situation, perhaps a fire issue, that type of thing, and just take that into consideration in the overall scheme of things.
Absolutely. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the overhang would be included in what the setback request is, correct?
Correct. No, not the gutter, but the overhang. And then to answer his lot coverage question, I don't know percent, but they could build, including the overhang, to within 5 feet of the sides, the back, the other side. But then within there, there's 10-foot, 15-foot, and 10-foot setbacks per a chart. So Block A, Lot 1, has a 10-foot front setback. So he's going to have more lot coverage ability than, say, Block A, Lot 2, which has a 20-foot front setback. And then you get over to Block D, Lot 9, has a 15-foot front setback. So percentage-wise, I have no idea, but they could build to fill all and meet their setbacks.
He had a concern about my overhang.
Sir, if you want to come back up, I think everyone else is.
Concern.
I want to make sure that the overhang fits right on that. Would it be a 4 foot, right?
Right, 4 foot from your pin and your line.
But on top of that, I'm going to have any gutter put on it. I'm going to make sure the gutter runs down my driveway, not my neighbor's yard. And I wouldn't want to do that anyway, because after I tore down my wall, I've been 2 years trying to put his yard back together. And so I wouldn't be running water over that. Over the concern about fire, I can't answer the question on his concerns about the fire, other than that if you look around in our development, there is a lot of, are they spruce or I call them the forest around there. And so I would say if one of them caught fire, you wouldn't even be thinking about the 10-foot easement way right through there, because they burn pretty good. So if when a house caught on fire, so I don't know what to tell you on that, but I know the water won't be a problem.
Okay, that's good to hear. Is there any other questions for the applicant? I just want to make sure, is there anybody else opposed or for that wants to speak, or we're good up to this point, correct, with the audience? Okay, thanks. Any specific questions, any additional information?